Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go to Monday. This is the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we are live in wet and rainy Los Angeles on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Terry Bradshaw, 30 minutes from now, and Joy Taylor joining me in a great Monday.
Good morning. What a weekend.
What? I've never gone 8-0 in the first 8 playoff games ever. Oh, my. I'm like a wizard. I just want everybody, we're going to start with this. I want everybody to remember this. New England has 12 draft picks this year, 6 in the first 3 rounds. They're going to reload. This is the year to beat New England. This is the year. I watched Tom Brady this weekend. He didn't look that old. Whatever he's using, hemp pajamas, kale pajamas, whatever he's using, it's working. I want you to think about this. This is the year to beat New England. You better do it now because they're stocking up with 12 draft picks. They'll move off Gronk. They'll get some salary cap space. Think about this. This year, for the first time in like 10, had to rebuild the O-line. This year, for the first time in a decade, Gronk's a shell of himself. New England all year long did a lot of non-New England things. First of all, they were terrible on the road. Do you know the Patriots were sub-500 on the road, 3-5? That's not New England. New England had controversy for several months coming into the season. That's not the Patriot way. Every year they have a stinker in September. This year they had 3 horrible losses, all to horrible teams. Detroit, the Jags, Tennessee. That's not the Patriot way. Situationally, they melted down in Miami. I don't remember that happening once in 18 years. This is the year they were rattled and out of sorts. But it doesn't end there. Their left tackle, signed with the Giants, most important position to protect your veteran quarterback. So they drafted an offensive lineman to play left tackle. He got hurt. So they had to go to San Francisco. They have a right tackle playing left tackle. It doesn't end there. They were so desperate this season. And New England's never desperate. They went and signed the poster child in the NFL for wasted talent, Josh Gordon. When's New England ever been desperate? They were this year. It doesn't end there. Cordarrelle Patterson, 2 times this year, led them in rushing yards as a running back. A wide receiver who'd never played running back became their best running back. New England has been controversial, bad on the road, can't figure out the left tackle. Key injuries, losing to bad teams, situationally melting down. Wide receivers are running backs. Running backs are wide receivers. If New England goes to Kansas City and wins this weekend, AFC, wave the white flag. I mean, this is the most vulnerable they're ever going to be. Because Tom Brady, I watched that game. Did he look old? That's as good as I've ever seen him play. I mean, I can't remember a game he was that efficient against that kind of personnel. I mean, Kansas City this week, at home, veteran head coach, mostly healthy, great head coach, extra day to prepare. I mean, New England can't possibly, 35-7 at half over the Chargers, play close to that, right? Kansas City even got a break. New England played perfect. You can't play perfect in the NFL in back-to-back weeks. New England's got 12 draft picks, 12 of them. So they're coming. They're going to be really good next year, and they're going to be favored again. And the Jets and Bills still have young quarterbacks, and Miami doesn't have a coach. The one thing New England has is a quarterback who plays to this day, despite being the GOAT, with a chip on his shoulder. The second that game was over, here was Tom Brady.
We played them earlier this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
This is the most non-New England year ever. controversy, bad on the road, losing multiple times to bad teams. Gronk's a shell of himself. I mean, the controversy. I mean, this doesn't look like New England. This is not who they are. Public stories, coach, quarterback don't get along. And yet, a rookie running back mauled the Chargers front seven. Here's some Sony Michel.
Coming out of a Charger timeout. Michelle driving. Give him touchdown number three.
Gronk, you're going to see him. And Devlin, 46, goes in there and you go behind those two. And look, they just push him. I mean, it's just like...
They're out-physicaling.
Yes, they're just pushing
winning every battle. Hitting harder.
I'm stronger. I'm going at you. Try and stop us.
You saw the Chargers beat Kansas City in Kansas City last time they played. How did the Chargers match up with New England? I mean, I don't remember a New England year that was more off-brand, where they were more vulnerable. Kansas City, you don't beat them this weekend. 9 degrees, at home, MVP, healthy. You're not beating them for a while because this one is set up. The other break, in the NFL, you never play the same way back-to-back weeks. New England's not going to play that well. New England can't be perfect. Not even New England's perfect back-to-back weekends. They were perfect. That won't happen again. Man, cross your fingers in Kansas City. You better be all in on this puppy because this is the Unpatriot Patriot season, and here they come. All right, look, let's shift gears. Rams beat the Cowboys, and I think what you saw Saturday night is what you're going to see a lot of for the next 7 to 8 years. This is what you're going to see next 7 to 8 years from Dallas. They're going to be good enough to win a division. They're going to be good enough to win playoff games. But they'll hit a ceiling because Jason Garrett and Dak are good, solid, but they're not special. And to get to next weekend in the NFL, that's for special people. For the record, here's the remaining coaches. Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Sean McVay. Many people believe those are the four best coaches in the NFL. Belichick, Reid, and Payton will be Hall of Famers. I suspect Sean McVay will be too. Who are the four remaining quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs? Tom Brady's the best that's ever played. Drew Brees, that holds every record that Tom Brady doesn't. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP. And Jared Goff is a number one pick and a great, great thrower of the football. Special people. This round of the playoffs is for special people. Now, I said it Friday, Dak is Alex Smith. Mobile, great leadership qualities, solid dude, can win you games. But Alex had trouble winning that game. Saturday night, Dallas was outcoached by a special coach and out-quarterbacked by a more special quarterback. And Dallas was out-schemed and didn't have much of a running game, so what did they need? The same thing we asked of Alex Smith several times. Hey, dude, can't run the ball. We need you to carry us to a win here on the road. We need you now to carry us. And Dak didn't because that's not who Dak is. There is a way for Dak to win. At home, running game. You have to remember, Aaron Rodgers is coming back next year. Carson Wentz is coming back next year. San Francisco Kyle Shanahan, that's a special coach. He gets his quarterback. The NFC, when you start looking at the last several years, has been about special people. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, McVay, Aaron Rodgers, Khalil Mack, Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton, Cam, Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson. There's a lot of special in there. That's who ends up playing in the end in the NFC. A lot of special coaches, special players, special quarterbacks. Jason Garrett and Dak are very good and very solid, but they're not special. And Saturday night is exactly what Dallas is going to face for the next 7 to 8 years. They weren't embarrassed. They're not going to get embarrassed. And it's in the last 2 weeks, I've only missed on one game against the spread. This was it. I thought Dallas would lose very, very close. They weren't embarrassed. They got pushed around, but they weren't embarrassed. They shouldn't be. Jason Garrett's a good, solid coach, and Dak's a good, solid quarterback. But it's all about expectations. If you're bothered by Saturday, then you need to lower expectations because the NFC lays it out for you. It is the conference of special. Rodgers, McVay, Breeze, Sean Payton, Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox. These are special people. And good is just not good enough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The idea of what the Saints are, the idea is not the reality. This is a grind team. You know, you think of the Saints and the Superdome, and you think fast track, 400 yards passing, Drew Brees down the field. That's not what the Saints are. They had an 11-minute drive because that's what they needed to have. They needed a fake punt in their own territory. Taysom Hill, who was a quarterback at BYU. They needed a dropped interception by the Eagles. Philadelphia was without Fletcher Cox for a big chunk of the game. He's in a remarkable player. He's next to Aaron Donald, best defensive lineman, you know, in the National Football League. It's like New Orleans is a grind team. They are not spectacular. They have no tight end presence. Their second best wide receivers are running back. Ted Ginn, please. They've got no deep threat. The idea of what the Saints are is not what the Saints are. They are a very, very beatable team. And I've always been a fan of people, teams, families that overcome stuff. Tip of the cap to Philadelphia. How in the hell was Philadelphia driving for the win in that game? Philadelphia is using a backup quarterback. They're on the road for the fifth time in 6 weeks. Their defensive linemen all took turns getting hurt, and they lost their second-best offensive lineman during the game. They're on a four-string running back and using recycled soda cans in the secondary. And it took amazing Drew Brees feats, 3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-13, to escape with a win. I mean, Philadelphia, that coaching staff, give them all raises. They had no business being in that game. They had no business taking a lead. They had no business being the team that came out with energy. I mean, for the first hour of that game, they had the Saints on the ropes. If the Saints don't get that first down on that fake kick, I'm not sure that game's not over. Because, I mean, New Orleans needed everything. Fake kick, drop pick by the Eagles, multiple injuries to win that game, and Philly was driving. Philly was driving to win that football game. It's nothing against New Orleans. I was blown away by Philadelphia. I'm not joking when I say this. Last year, everybody fell in love with Nick Foles, but they were playing home games. You know, I mean, it was like they were healthy. They were a really good football. They're all beat up. I mean, they got secondary guys I've never heard of. I watch every NFL game. They got guys in the secondary I've never heard of. They're on four-string running backs. You know how hard it is to win on the road 5 times in 6 weeks? You saw the Chargers on back-to-back roadies? The Chargers, a great roster, on back-to-back road trips, did not show up. They were out 4 minutes into the game. It was over. For Philadelphia to be in that game to the end with a backup, and I mean, I'm blown away by Philadelphia. So don't sell your stock on the Eagles. I mean, because they're going to be, Carson Wentz is back. They're going to be significantly healthier. They've shown an ability to acquire free agents at a high level and draft at a high level. I've said their owner, their GM, their coach, and their quarterback are all A. They're all A talents. So when you're an A going into the season every year, owner, GM, coach, and quarterback, you're not going anywhere. If you told me today there's a team that's going to dominate the NFC East and I had to pick one, I'd pick Philadelphia. That was character. I mean, that was impressive. I know how it works. If you win a game, you're a genius, and if you lose a game, you're a bum. That's the way it works in sports. Blown away by Philadelphia yesterday. Blown away. I mean, I took them in the point. I thought the Saints would win, and I thought, you know, Philly will keep it close. The first two rounds of that fight, Saints were almost on the canvas in the Superdome. All the other teams that got rest dominated. KC off a bye, great. Belichick off a bye, great. Rams off a bye, great. Saints off a bye, almost got knocked out in the second round. I mean, a fake punt is literally saved them. BYU quarterback basically saved them. They needed Drew Brees to do these, you know. So I say, Drew Brees, one of the 8 best quarterbacks I've ever seen. He had to do 3rd-and-13 and 3rd-and-16, and Drew's Drew. I mean, you can't draw up the stuff he does.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
And with that, a guy that looks good early or late. He is a 4-time Super Bowl champ. In 2 of those, he was the MVP, a former number one draft pick, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and one of the guys that helped build this company, Terry Bradshaw. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Sports coat.
Good morning.
How look at you. You took it seriously. Look at you.
No.
You got a big meeting with people later.
Not at all. I had a T-shirt on.
I like your professionalism.
And they came and said, you got to wear a coat. And I said, stars don't have to wear a coat. They said, you're not a star.
Well, I just want to start with I'll start with the dynasty, New England. Terry, I know age matters. I get it. I get all that. Even though Tom Brady wears, kale pajamas, I get it. That's about as sharp, Terry, as I've seen Tom look. And maybe because of the rest, when you get older, maybe the 2 weeks matter. But lordy, that's as good as I've seen Tom look, right?
It was impressive. It was awfully impressive. It wasn't the four touchdown, 400-yard game, but he still had one touchdown and over 300 yards. And was just from the very beginning of the game, he was just sharp right off the bat. The touchdown pass in the corner, second quarter, was just a beautiful throw. It seems like, and I know America's tired of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I played in the 70s, people hated it. They got tired. They get tired of you. I get that. But we have to respect and you have to applaud the job they do and the fact that that this time of year, they're relevant. When you think they're not, they are. Now they go to Kansas City, and I just ran into a guy in the elevator, big Chiefs fan, and he says, well, we got them where we want them. I said, oh, really? You think you do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Belichick has a history of making life a little uncomfortable for young quarterbacks.
Right.
And Mahomes is still a puppy. Now, he's great, but he's still a young guy. You know what? They have 12 draft picks, New England does this year. So they're going to reload a little bit. They're going to be fine. I will say this, though. As you age, you can still be great. Kobe had 60 points in his last game, but it takes a little longer. Like, I thought, I said this before the game. New England's a team. Brady's a player. Bye weeks are good for him. I don't know if you can. Can you duplicate that now in a shorter week?
Let me just disagree just a little bit.
Okay.
Because, excuse me, I think as a quarterback, speaking only as a quarterback, when you've played for such a long time, you are so comfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
There's very little you haven't seen, and seen a lot, and. So when you get into games such as yesterday's against the Chargers, Tom's just comfortable. He's comfortable. He never has been a great athlete.
Yeah.
But he is smart. He's comfortable in all of those years of experience. There's no need for age to be a problem. He never has had a cannon of an arm, but he has a very good arm, and he's kind of a shoulder thrower, and so you can just keep slinging it. I disagree. There's guys like maybe Cam Newton who run a lot are physically going to get beat up. Guys that do scramble a lot, the kid down in Houston, they're going to get beat up. You're going to get beat up. Michael Vick got beat up running. That's what slows you down. As long as you have your legs, you're fine as a quarterback. And they always protect you. They give you a pocket.
Yeah, that's what Marino lost. Marino lost the legs, not the arm.
Right.
I have a friend, Drew Bledsoe. Drew's like, I can still throw it.
Yes.
But my legs are gone.
Yes, yes. You have to stay in shape. I'm probably at 70 stronger than I was at 40, easily, because I work out so hard with my legs. I've never done that before. When I played, we didn't lift. We didn't do anything. But now I'm stronger in my legs so that when I go walk in the volcanoes in Hawaii and everything, my lungs might get to my legs, don't get tired. So I work out with my legs. So your legs can be the first thing to go for sure. That arm is always there. Always there. And I don't see a passer losing his strength in his arm from the day he starts playing unless he gets hurt.
And by the way, Tom has always been a very good cold weather thrower.
Yeah.
A, because he's played at Michigan, he played here, and he also his torque. So Tom going to Kansas City in bad weather is no advantage for anybody other than Tom's been in that kind of crappy weather his whole career.
And the crowds. Have you ever figured out, I wish some psychologist would come on this show one day and say, why are we better at home than we are on the road? It's got to be what? Psychological.
It has to be.
They don't make a tackle. Those crowds don't make a tackle. They boo you. They don't like you. But What if you're prepared and ready to play and you're of sound mind,
right?
You should play well. So why, you ever figured it out?
Well, I think some of it's harder to audible on the road. By the way, if you travel in back-to-back weeks, historically, you're a little worn out physically.
That's what happened with the Chargers too. Going East Coast, West Coast,
again.
East Coast, West Coast. I almost wish that probably if they'd have stayed on the East Coast, maybe going down to Florida or something, yeah, instead of going all the way back across the country.
I thought it affected.
Because we got trade winds right now over 100 miles an hour. That wasn't a short flight coming back from Baltimore.
You're smart. You think of everything. You even think of the trade winds. I've never had a guy on the show think of the trade winds.
Well, thank you. I've never had smart applied to me, but I do appreciate it.
So let's go. So we talk New England. Let's go into the team they'll play, because I'm going to hold you over and have you do NFC stuff.
Yeah.
Luck, and this is no excuse, Mahomes was the better of the two. Andrew looked off. He's a dome quarterback. I like Kansas City to win the game anyway. I thought his ball floated. I just thought Andrew didn't look tight. I just thought he was off.
When the game started, the very first pass, remember the very first pass? It was like 6 yards and it hit the ground. And I turned to Jimmy and I said, he must be having trouble controlling the football. Must be slippery or his hands are frozen on top so you don't have the elasticity in the top of your hands.
Sure.
And he didn't have gloves on. Like a lot of these guys, Phillip Rivers wore gloves yesterday.
Yeah.
Tom had one on his left. Did Tom have a right glove on? I can't remember.
I don't think he did.
Okay. But I said, wow, so what's with that pass? It was not – his first half was not Luck-like
at all. Chris Sims on the pregame show – give Chris Sims, Phil's son. He said in the pregame show, he goes, Mahomes looks – he goes, I just want to add this. Mahomes looks way more comfortable in pregame than Luck does. Now, again, that's not an excuse. I thought Andrew, that's as bad as I've seen him play.
Right. He did start playing well, but what also happened, they didn't protect him as well as they had been all year long. And Kansas City, someone's just slapped me crazy right now. But where did that defense come from?
Well, Chris Jones up front is an emerging player. We know D Ford can play, but Terry, this Chris Jones kid.
Yeah, he's real.
He's a real player.
Yeah, yeah. But that was not a great defense all year long by Kansas City. And all of a sudden they were a dominant defense against the Colts, which was very surprising. I know they're at home, I know they got into the crowd, and I know the weather was bad. Once again, though, you gotta step up. I was extremely surprised by how great their defense played.
Yeah, no, it pushed the Colts around. All right, let's go to the Cowboy game. I said this Friday. Only time I ever get angry is when my expectations are higher than reality. I think Dak is Alex Smith. I think you go in a division, you go in playoff games, hell of a guy. Alex Smith has 8 straight winning seasons, 3 Pro Bowls, and 5 division titles. When I say Dak is Alex Smith, people go, whoa. If I told you Cowboy fans, you're going to win 8 straight.
It's only his third year. I mean, I'm just surprised that you're – because Alex is, I'm pretty much done now.
But Alex had a heck of a career. Didn't have your career, but a heck of a career. And I watched Dallas, and I thought, this is how seasons are going to end.
Well, I wouldn't want to – I mean, that's your job to get up here and have strong opinions. And I respect it. Don't get upset with it if I disagree. There's a part of me that I've always said, he still reminds me that he's at Mississippi State. There's a part of me that I see a guy is zones in and he misses too many guys wide open.
He does.
Wide open. And if they had gotten past the Rams, the one thing I was going to say, but we don't have that much time with 12 people on the show, is that one thing that really I'd be concerned about is he has to work on when you come up from pressure. Don't miss those. When you got guys wide open,
yes,
get them the ball. Don't have to be a touchdown. Just get them the ball.
He's
won me over. He really has.
I agree.
Yes.
But he's not a special arm talent. Terry, look who's left in the playoffs.
No.
Belichick, Reed, Mahomes, Brady.
Top 4 scoring offenses in the league.
And the top
his
4.
Arm, ho, ho, ho. His arm is every bit as good as Brady's. His arm's every bit as good as Breeze's arm.
Breeze, yeah.
I did notice the other night, the ball's to the sideline, didn't have the zip that I was hoping that he would have on him, but they were beautifully thrown balls. But he has a very adequate, above-average arm, I would say. He doesn't have – whose arm doesn't he have? Mahomes is probably right. The only one in the playoffs that he can't lock up
so
with.
So do you think, Dak, the way they lost – I mean, I didn't put it on Dak. I thought their defensive line got thrown around the field.
What do you think?
I mean,
what, 273 yards rushing by the Rams?
Two running backs. Had over 100 yards. So I don't put this on Dak. I just, when I look at Dak, I don't see a special player. I see a good, solid, I like him as a person. Rock solid, mobile, good dude. When he put his hand on his heart during the anthem, he doesn't have to be popular or liked. He'll do the unpopular thing in a room. There's a lot I love about him.
Okay, I would say that he, Gallup, a young receiver they picked up, second, third round last year. I think he's got to elevate.
Okay.
Brought Cooper over. I thought Cooper was great in two or three games, then disappear. And then everybody say, ha, 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 but he opened it up for everybody else. And I'd always say, look, I don't believe in that. Look what the Saints and Thomas did. He breaks a record. He catches 125 balls. You would think that when the Eagles played him, you would say, well, the one guy we got to take away. Not Kamara will handle, but we got to take away Thomas. What did he catch yesterday? 13 balls?
Yeah.
200-something yards.
Yeah.
That to me is Amari Cooper. That's what he has to be for the Cowboys.
10, 12 catch
And
guy.
I don't think, and here's the thing I like about Thomas and the Saints, is the fact that they run a route that you don't see that often in the league anymore, and it's called an in route, a deep in route, an 18-yard to 20-yard in route. In Pittsburgh, we would call that a dig, a shallow, short route, about 12 yards. And on top of that, there is a tremendous hole in defenses. But people, it's a little too long, maybe a little – you don't trust your line that long. But, boy, the Saints run it, and that guy made three huge catches on the deep end.
Let's talk
but
about
– But I do like Prescott. I'm trying to say is just put better talent around him. He's good. He doesn't panic. He's a poised kid. He's strong.
I will say this, though. The Cowboy O-line is getting old.
It was 2 years ago the best offensive line in the league.
It's not anymore.
No, they're starting to get hurt. Fitzpatrick has been out all year. They're a great center.
Yes.
With an illness.
Frederick, yep. Martin has been hit and miss.
Smith has been hurt at left tackle.
So I don't know. I look at Dallas. I just think the NFC's got so many special people. Let's go to the Saints. When I say Saints, you think, oh, my God, they just throw the ball up the field. Terry, they had an 11-minute drive yesterday. This Saints team, really, they grind.
Yeah.
It's a grinding team. Drew Brees, of the four quarterbacks left, has the weakest arm. He's not throwing the ball down the field anymore. It's funny. You think of the Saints as this high-powered machine. That's Kansas City. I mean, Rams can do a lot of looks. When I look at the Saints right now, coaching quarterback play, they're 11 play drives.
Well, the Saints are meticulous. All great offensive coaches are meticulous with detail. McVay, Sean Payton, meticulous. Andy Reid, meticulous. They'll take a simple route and combinations, and they'll run the same route 8, 9, 10 different formations. Same route, though, because there's only so many routes you can run.
Right.
In, out, down, post, corner, come back. That's it.
Just got to masquerade it.
Exactly. And all these guys are brilliant at what they do. And you don't have to have a strong arm to throw 80-yard touchdown passes. You got to have yards after the catch. You got to have a guy break tackle. You hit a guy on a 30 or 40 yard. All these quarterbacks can throw the ball 60 yards. Every one of them can.
If I told you, Saints hosting Rams this weekend, though.
Yes.
Who's got more good players?
Who has more good players?
Rams, Saints. I think the Rams are a better team. I think it's just hard to go to the Superdome and win. And I don't think the Saints will struggle. I mean, the Saints actually, they won the perfect way. They didn't look very good for about an hour and a half.
I'm going to tell you, that's a good point you make, because I was on our pregame show yesterday, I was really torn. I was really concerned. I wanted to pick Philadelphia, okay, because of Chris Long. And I love that quarterback at Philadelphia. I do Foles. Love that kid.
Yeah.
He is special.
Gamer.
Yeah, man. And But I'm from Louisiana. I've been a Saints fan my whole life. I can't possibly pick, but I never pick them because I don't want to jinx them, if you believe in that stuff. But the thing that bothered me was the last four games of the season, they had not looked good. And I said on the air, you can't put a key in the car and turn it on, and when you're running, away we go, Jack. You can't do that. And on the commercial break, I told Howie, you put a key in, you turn it on, but with the Saints lately, you had to pull the choke out.
There are a lot of dink and dunk.
Hey, I know. And then people have put pressure on Drew up the middle, and he's human. He's panicked. He's not been comfortable. And in the first half yesterday, first pass, oh Lord!
I tell you, I
was a nervous wreck.
The Saints are completely vulnerable this weekend.
Yes,
I think they are. Yeah. I mean, they are not what we prescribe generally with them, which is you go down there and it's a shootout and it's their. This Philadelphia team had been on the road 5 times in 6 weeks, Terry. They were exhausted and they kept them in the 20s.
Yeah, you better be careful with. The Rams need to play smart. You can't have Keep Tlaib doing a stupid play like Keep.
No turnovers.
Listen, you cannot play stupid. You have to play smart. Use the sideline. Make it your friend. Use the end zone, the back line. Make it your friend. Don't push people out and flop the ball's in the air and you get a penalty, get them first down. You got to play smart. It will be hard to play down there. And the last time they played, what was the score? 43-40?
Oh, it was
30.
Wild. But
it's
by
crazy.
The way, both the Rams and the Saints, September, October, are just, they're dropping. Those days are over in the end. I mean, like, you're going to tell me Kansas City, New England? That game's going to be in the 20s, and my guess is Rams, Saints in the 20s.
Here's what happened. The league started this year.
Yeah.
Remember those offenses?
Oh.
I was on the edge of my seat. I couldn't wait for the games to come on. And, boy, those offenses were just like, holy cow. They broke more passing records after 8 games I'd ever seen in my life.
Then,
and I'm like, guys threw 50 touchdown passes for Kansas City. And they're just locking it up 45-40. And I'm like, holy cow, this is what the end. And we all jumped on board.
Right.
You did. Yeah. I did. Everybody jumped on board. What happened? You peaked too soon, which is – you just go, and then you slowly
guys
come
get
back
hurt,
down.
Coordinators get film, you figure teams out.
You're playing them a second time.
Yep.
And you got to let out, here's what they did, let's put pressure here. You got guys hurt, you got a corner out, you got a linebacker out. I mean, a whole bunch of things have happened.
Terry Bradshaw, 20 minutes of Terry Bradshaw. Let us hear
it
for Terry.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
We do it every Monday at this time. We do it. I love doing it during the football season, but we continue it all year. I make strong predictions. That's what I do. But I think it behooves me to go on the air on Monday and say, listen, sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm really wrong. So here we go.
Where Colin was right.
I've never had a year when the first 8 playoff games, I predicted all of them correctly. In fact, I'm 6-1-1 against the spread and 8-0 straight up. I also feel incredibly strongly about the games this weekend. We'll talk about that later in the week. Our strongest play was New England. We told you we thought they'd play very, very well early and hold off the Chargers. So we've had an incredible year making picks in the NFL, capped by a great playoff run.
Where Colin was wrong.
Andrew Luck was awful. He looked out of sorts. His feet didn't look right. He had 4 or 5 balls tipped. His ball floated. Maybe it's the dome quarterback goes on the road and is used to 72 degrees. But his first 3 drives, I mean, Andrew Luck was as bad as I've ever seen him when I know he's healthy, and I do know he's healthy. Punt, 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 3 and out. And I also think there, Drew Brees was really bad early in the game. There's nothing wrong with being, struggling in your first couple series on the road. That's not it. But I never felt like Andrew Luck said, okay, I'm a franchise quarterback. I'm going to take this puppy over. I'm going to run a little bit. I'm going to scramble a little bit. I'm going to extend plays a little bit. I just thought Andrew Luck played as bad as I've seen him play.
Where Colin was right.
Oh, Andy Reid can coach. How many years have I been on this? You think Andy Reid can coach a little? Now he'll be in his 6th conference championship game. By the way, he got to 5 conference championships games in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, Jeff Garcia. You know, he did it in the AFC with, He wins a bunch of playoffs. He's in 25 playoff games. He's essentially 500, and he's never had a great quarterback talent until now. And by the way, can we get over this? He's never won the big game. You never sound dumber as a sports fan using he's never won the big game. You don't think that was a big game? Let me ask you. You don't think New England this weekend's a big game? That doesn't count in your world. So if you're in Kansas City and you don't think it's a big game, when or if the Chiefs lose, you won't be mad. Because, you know, it's not a big game or anything. They're all big games. You don't think the regular season games matter? You don't think beating the Chargers matter? You don't think that was a big game? Andy Reid, we put way too much emphasis on winning Super Bowls. He is a great coach, and I've been saying it for a decade.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Rams rebooted. I said I loved them in September and October, and I thought they were a bunch of hooey in November and December. And I said, I very rarely in my life do I remember a team stinking late in the year and rebooting and then coming into the playoffs and being great. I thought the Rams were great Saturday. That is, what he did is hard to do in this league. Now, I've seen teams have a bad first half, and then post-Thanksgiving, they play really, really well. Rams were great early, awful for about 6 weeks, and in the end of the year, they really became a pound, ground, pound, run football team, and that's what they are now. Make no mistake about it. Between Gurley and C.J. Anderson, they're a running football team. And the Rams against Dallas, they were as that looked like a coaching mismatch. They were as sharp against the front seven like Dallas as I think you can be. Hats off to the boy genius.
Where Colin was right.
Top four scoring teams in the NFL are the four left. The Bears model. You ain't winning Super Bowls with that. The Ravens model. Run around quarterback, play with defense. You're not winning that way big time. Listen, the rules now benefit offense. That doesn't mean the scoring won't come down in the playoffs because the weather's lousy and players have more injuries. Teams do. But, you know, even the Saints had an 11-minute drive from their offense to win the game. You got to spend your money now on offense. There's nothing against Khalil Mack, but in the end, wide receivers, left tackles, quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends, the best four offenses in the league are what's left. And no chance of a boring Super Bowl. You're either going to get Mahomes, Brady, Rams, McVay, Goff, and Breeze, Peyton. So it's all good.
Where Colin was wrong.
I may have undersold the Patriots' weapons a little. I mean, good Lord. Edelman, 9 catches. James White, 15 catches. Sony Michel, 3 touchdowns and 129 yards. Philip Dorsett made a couple of great plays. For the record, Gronk is now the best blocking tight end in football. He can't run anymore. He is a tremendous blocker. I've never seen, and I'm serious when I say this, I've never seen New England's pieces play that well. No fumbles, no drop balls against a defense that talented. I didn't think it was possible to be that good offensively. James White doesn't even carry the ball. He's just a receiver out of the backfield. I did not think that was possible against the Chargers defense. I didn't think Philip Dorsett, Edelman, Gronk, a rookie running back, and James White could do that. That was a jaw dropper. And I love New England this weekend. But to move the ball up and down the field against that secondary and that pass rush? What? Didn't even make sense.
Where Colin was right.
I did sell my LA Chargers stock at the perfect time. Folks, teams are stocks to me. I buy them and I sell them all the time. And I said all year long, I love this Chargers team. And I picked them over Baltimore. And I said this is a really good team. I sold my stock this weekend. You can't travel all the way to Baltimore being a physical game, travel all the way home, come all the way back and face Belichick, 12-1 in division play. Come on. This is a perfect team. That's all teams are for me as a sportscaster. They're stocks. I'm not all in or all out in anybody. I sold my Rams stock. Now I'm buying some back. But the Chargers, I was on that team all year. I liked them when nobody else did. I loved them when people started liking them. And I sold my stock when everybody in the world had the Chargers this weekend.
where Colin was wrong.
I said I thought Luck would outplay Mahomes, but I picked Kansas City to win. I thought Mahomes... Now, Mahomes didn't have a touchdown pass, and his quarterback ready was in the 80s. But I thought Patrick Mahomes looked, and it surprised me, like the veteran quarterback. There was every chance, and you know, I would have had no problem if Mahomes had the jitters, struggled in the first quarter, and I didn't think he was great. He missed some open guys, but his demeanor, his leadership, his calm against a, you know, pretty good pass rush, I thought Patrick Mahomes completely outplayed Andrew Luck and deserves a lot of credit. It's very easy for all of us to say, hey, he's got all these weapons and Andy Reid, but come on now. You're going up against Andrew Luck. That's your first home playoff game. You had a bye. Byes aren't great for young players. Byes are great for veteran players. I thought Mahomes completely elevated himself above and beyond Andrew Luck, and I was wrong.
So he's the MVP, right?
Yes, he is. And I said, whoever
wins,
yeah,
is the
Mahomes
MVP.
Is the MVP and deserves it.
Where Colin was right.
Lakers are 3-7 without LeBron. Lost to the Cavs without LeBron. The worst team in the league, by the way, is the Cavs because they don't have LeBron. And the Lakers now can't beat the Cavs without LeBron. Listen, Michael Jordan, say what you want. Bill Russell, say what you want. Kareem, say what you want. We've never had a player as impactful as LeBron. He comes to your team, they're average, they get really good. He leaves your team, you were good, you get awful. I mean, the Lakers are 5 years into a rebuild. They have done a very good job in the front office in scouting and drafting. They have not whiffed on anybody. And they're now 3-7 without LeBron, losing to the worst team in the league. And for the record, Michael Jordan left the Bulls. They won 55 games without him and were a Hugh Hollins call for making the finals. Impact? There had never been anybody close to LeBron James.
Where Colin was wrong.
Mike McCarthy of Green Bay can't get interviews? I mean, you're giving jobs to quarterback coaches and one-year play callers. Mike McCarthy couldn't get an interview in Cleveland? They not getting interviews in Arizona? I mean, the guy got to a Super Bowl. He has 6 division titles. There's 8 openings. My opinion of Mike McCarthy is apparently not aligned with the owners and the general managers of the National Football League. I mean, I'm looking around and I'm like, Mike McCarthy, if you're an organization that's kind of like uneasy and chaotic, and if you need somebody to stabilize, I would bring in Mike McCarthy for a, you know, 2-day interview. And unless something went haywire, I think he'd be a great choice. I mean, we got college coaches getting hired and that got fired, and we got coordinators that were not really coordinators and guys who have never been hired as coordinators, and Mike McCarthy can't get a job interview? I was wrong on that one. I thought the Jets' job was his. He didn't even get an interview in Cleveland.
It's very bizarre.
He didn't get an interview.